This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Belinda from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Thursday, the 23rd of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equities are mixed today. The S&P 500 was down 10 bips, and the Nasdaq fell 0.5% as of the latest close in the U.S. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI both slipped by 0.5%. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose by 0.5%, and the Shanghai Composite added 30 basis points. In foreign exchange, 1 euro buys 1.143 US dollars, and the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield is 4.67% and up 1 basis point. Brent crude is trading at $97 a barrel after rising 3.2%, while gold is down 0.9% at $4,115 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Belinda. Treasury yields are close to their recent highs, so what's driving that move higher?
Hi, Aaron. Absolutely. And the key point remains, escalating hostilities in the Middle East and rising energy prices have rekindled inflation fears and concerns that the Federal Reserve may need to raise policy rates in the near term. The 10-year Treasury yield stood at 4.66% at the time of writing, just shy of the May peak of 4.68%.
And what in particular has intensified those energy market concerns?
Well, more specifically, the Iran-aligned Houthis attacked two Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea as part of a naval blockade on Saudi Arabia, disrupting another vital waterway for global energy supplies. The U.S. continues its strikes to further degrade Iran's ability to threaten ship traffic, while Iran's Revolutionary Guards warned that no tanker would be allowed to enter or leave the Strait of Hormuz without coordination with the Islamic Republic. Brent crude was trading above $97 a barrel at the time of writing, after rising by more than 33% since the start of this month.
So despite that backdrop, why do you still see scope for yields to move lower from here?
Yeah, even so, we continue to see scope for yields to drift lower over the coming quarters, and we believe quality fixed income offers an attractive combination of income, diversification, and medium-term return potential.
And what underpins that view when the Middle East situation still looks so unsettled?
So while it's true that investors should be prepared for further hostilities, we think energy disruptions from the Middle East should ease over time. Regional mediators have so far been unsuccessful in bringing the U.S. and Iran back to the negotiating table. But U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said the U.S. remains open to a diplomatic solution. And President Trump said this week that oil prices will go down, saying, "Just give me a little time." Our view remains that the U.S. and Iran will eventually seek a path toward a diplomatic framework as economic pressures mount, and that oil prices could return to levels that would keep inflation under control.
Okay. And beyond oil, what gives you confidence that price pressures should keep moderating?
Well, inflation expectations remain below their recent peaks despite the geopolitical flare-up. The 10-year break-even inflation rate was around 2.25%, compared with 2.5% in May. The University of Michigan Consumer Survey for July also showed a decline in year-ahead inflation expectations, while five-year expectations held steady at their lowest level since March. Separately, the June Consumer Price Index showed that monthly underlying inflation, which excludes volatile items like energy and food, fell for the first time since 2020. That supports our view that Fed policy is already sufficiently restrictive and that inflation should continue to trend lower without the need for a meaningful further increase in rates.
Given that, do you still think the next Fed move is more likely to be a cut than a hike?
Yes. The main point is that elevated AI infrastructure investment and the related rise in asset prices have dominated U.S. economic activity, even as households on aggregate have seen flat or negative real wage growth. With the personal savings rate nearing a historical low and with the labor market showing little evidence of tightening, we expect softer growth conditions to emerge in the coming months as fiscal support moderates. In our view, a more modest inflation environment, combined with potentially softer labor demand over time due to increasing AI adoption, should push the Fed to a less hawkish stance and a resumption of gradually easing policy rates toward the roughly 3% neutral estimate.
So what does that mean for investors positioning in fixed income now?
Well, we anticipate treasury yields will fall over the remainder of the year, generating potential capital gains alongside attractive carry for bondholders. We think the 2 to 5 year segment offers the most favorable risk-reward profile. For a holistic and well-diversified fixed income allocation, we favor select exposure to higher-yielding bond market segments such as emerging markets or high-yield, equity income strategies, and yield-generating structured strategies.
Great. Thanks, Belinda. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Alphabet's shares fell 2.9% in after-hours trading on Wednesday after it again raised estimates for its 2026 capital spending to a range of $195 to $205 billion US dollars, up from a previous estimate of as much as $190 billion. The Google parent also reported solid second quarter earnings, with cloud revenue up 82% year over year and an increase in advanced cloud orders that have yet to be recorded as revenue. Sundar Pichai said the cloud results were powered by strong demand for AI infrastructure and AI solutions. Asian shares advanced on Thursday, led by regional chipmakers. Our view is that Alphabet is one of the first hyperscalers to report earnings this season, and investors will now look to results from Microsoft, Meta, and Amazon next week for further insight into the trajectory of AI CapEx, the durability of AI-led revenue growth, and whether margins can be preserved. We remain constructive on AI's growth story and favor diversified and balanced exposure across the AI value chain, from semiconductors and hardware to mega-cap tech and more defensive areas of the industry. Looking ahead to the 24th of July, markets will also be watching Japan's June inflation, England's June retail sales, and the S&P Global July flash PMIs for the Eurozone and the US. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.